need a vacation? Whether it's the trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, we can help. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Hey, I'm on vacation every single day, every single day.
Good morning to you. It is the Fox World Travel Show. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg in today. How are you? Good morning.
I'm good. Every cop in the world is on 41 today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So be careful if you're driving out there.
Be careful all the way down.
Speed traps.
It was crazy. I've never seen that many cops before. So, And of course, I was running late because that's just what I do.
President coming to town or something?
I don't know. Hmm. I might get my car towed too because it's parked in an odd spot. But I'm like, let's do this hour and get me out of here.
All right, let's do it quickly. So last week when Rose was on, she had a deal on the text line. Is that still going on today?
It's something different today.
Oh, okay.
It's
all right.
It's similar but yet different. We had a little issue again last week with the FWT texting that in. We got a lot of spell checks and we got some issues. So we have a new deal and it's even better.
Okay.
So if you text DEAL, D-E-A-L,
okay,
to your number.
I'm going to try it. Well, you can keep talking.
Okay.
Keep talking.
All right. So text us today. The word is DEAL, D-E-A-L.
To 855-616-1620. Oh, it worked.
It worked. Thank you so much. Oh, perfect. And what it is, we are offering, it's kind of a last minute savings deal today. The sale ends April 4th. It's must be booked by April 4th to get this this deal. Travel dates will be all the way through December 15th of 24.
Okay.
There's still some direct flights from Milwaukee and Chicago, so they can look at that. This is all with Apple Vacations. Savings and benefits. We've got last-minute savings up to 40% off on some of the all-inclusive resorts. Normally, we've been seeing resorts at $2,000 per person. Plus, you know, for 5 to 7 nights, and some are going for $1,500 or even $1,200 per person for 5 to 7 nights. Also, and it's even less sometimes, depending on which resort they're looking at. And we've got some of our favorite resorts that we were specifically looking at, Dreams Tulum Resort in Riviera Maya in Cancun.
Okay.
Beautiful place. Secrets, Cap Cana in Punta Cana. Another wonderful place. Breathless Montego Bay Resort in Jamaica. Oh, lovely. That's such a great place.
I'm waiting for you to go, yeah, this one's crappy. Don't use this one.
No,
they're all beautiful. That's why you chose them.
Exactly.
Yeah, right?
They're amazing. They all have great service, great food, fun, relaxation, entertainment, always something going on. So all they have to do is text DEAL, D-E-A-L, and you'll get a quick and easy quote on the deal.
Okay.
And then we don't see savings like this too often. It's pretty not something you want to wait. Just go ahead and take advantage of it now. And it's working. I love it. I love that the text is working.
Yes.
So
DEAL to 855-616-1620 and you'll get that link that has all those specials on them.
Perfect. And you know, there is a benefit to working with a Fox World Travel Advisor. Often when you're using online booking tools, you don't see those amenities. You don't see those deals. So we give you the most up-to-date information, the most up-to-date prices, and the perks and amenities.
And the person that's going to help you book it all is going to be an expert in travel and be able
Absolutely.
To make sure it's done properly.
And if there's issues, who do you go to? You know, you need to have somebody on your side, and that's what our advisors are all about.
Okay, and if I want to go to foxworldtravel.com, I can click on advisors. There's a section where I
yes.
can find a specialty. So you can sort by name if you know who you're looking for.
Yep.
You can sort by destination, and it'll tell you who the experts are in that area.
Yep.
Real user-friendly on the website. So it's a great way to get in touch as well. And I think we have this weekend and next weekend yet for the office hours on Saturday, correct?
It's through Easter. So I'm not even sure.
Through the 22nd. Next weekend
okay.
is the last Saturday, I was told.
Perfect.
Last week.
Well, and I will be here next week as well. So
okay.
we'll get you
so
on.
So 9
it.
To noon. So right now you can call 866-GO-FOX-GO and somebody
yep.
will pick up the phones live and talk to you if you want to do it that way.
Absolutely. We have the best advisors in the state for sure.
Well, you win all kinds of awards all the time.
Yeah, we do. I love our place.
Fox World Travel, it is the Fox World Travel Show. You can call us here in the studio at 855-616-1620. When we get back, Phil from Brookfield's already on the line waiting to talk for us. Thanks for listening today to WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Thank you for listening. Dayton Kane and Colleen Allsburg here with you this morning. It is going to be a high of 53 today with some isolated sprinkles, currently sitting at 46 and cloudy in Milwaukee. We do have a call at 855-616-1620. Let's go over to Phil in Brookfield. Good morning, Phil. What's your question?
Good morning. My wife and I booked a 7-night vacation at the Riu Playa Car in Riviera Maya. And their website says that the gratuities are included, but I'm wondering, is it recommended or allowable to tip?
Absolutely. They always, all-inclusive say that the gratuities are included, but it's our best practice, and you'll probably see this more from people from Wisconsin than anything, is to take a handful. I usually take 50 singles with me, or a lot of small bills, fives and singles, and then I set myself up at the pool one day, and you can tip right away, give one of the bar servers tips, and they'll come and take care of you all day, or I tip as you go. I do leave, maybe a dollar or two, or up to $5, depending how many are in the party, at some of the meals as well. It's just a nice gesture to the locals that are working there. They work really hard. So definitely don't have to, but you probably will see your service pick up a little bit if you do.
Okay. And is dollars are okay rather than pesos?
Absolutely. Don't even bother with pesos. I would just keep your U.S. dollar. They love them.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Phil. Enjoy your vacation. 855-616-1620. If you text DEAL, D-E-A-L, not deals, not dream, DEAL, D-E-A-L, to 855-616-1620, you'll get the link that Colleen was talking about earlier with all the specials that are going on with Apple Leisure Group and Fox World Travel. So some sweet deals, which we came from a time where nobody was traveling in COVID. Then there were no deals because everybody was traveling and the travel places didn't have to have deals, right?
Correct.
They just were overwhelmed to begin with. Like, oh, wow, everybody's traveling again. And now we're kind of settling back into the old days of, hey, there are a couple deals here and there that I can catch. And yeah, that's how you get them.
Absolutely. In fact, this week, our CEO, Chip, emailed the whole company and just said how things are just kind of back to normal again.
Yes, it's nice.
It feels wonderful. It does, especially for us in the industry.
855-616-1620. Let's get to another email here. It says, enjoy listening to your travel show every Saturday. Quick question. While we are in Seville, Spain, we're interested in a day trip to Cordoba. Any suggestions on must-see things in Cordoba, traveling the end of May with four adults with no restrictions?
Well, I've not been to Sevilla or Seville.
Sevilla.
I apologize, I haven't been to Cordoba either, but that's something that we do have some Spain experts at Fox World Travel. So like you were just mentioning at the beginning of the show, just to go in, type in the destination, and we'll get some ideas for Cordoba. I know it's a beautiful area. We've had some groups that have gone there and absolutely adored it. But personally, I just have not been there. So I don't want to suggest anything I don't know about.
That brings up a good question. So let's say I didn't, for some reason, book through you guys.
Yes.
But I email, like I went online, did myself and whatever. But I email you and just say, hey, are there a couple? Will you respond to that even if I'm not a customer?
Absolutely.
Just say, hey, make sure you check out this while you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. That's not a problem at all. Mm-mm.
All right. Hello, I'm looking at a trip to Vienna and Prague in fall. I have 10 days. Would you also go to Budapest?
If you can make it work, absolutely. I just got back from a very similar trip. I love Venice. I love Vienna. Those are two amazing cities. If you can tack on Budapest, or Budapest, as they say, absolutely. It's such a gorgeous city. It's two sides. There's two cities, Buda and Pesh. One side has the parliament and it's very urban. And then the other side is more castles and park-like. And you can go up into the hill castle area, which is very quaint. And there's like cute little streets to walk through and lovely cafes. And then the other side is more industrial maybe and more more business-like, but still some amazing parks, amazing history, still a little bit of that Iron Curtain history over there. And you have to pick up some paprika for sure. The Hungarian paprika is the best. So if you can make it work, absolutely.
Okay. 855-616-1620. Question here says, last week, Rose rolled out the Alaskan trips. Are they still open?
Oh boy, she did. And I was busy this week with Alaska bookings. They're coming in like crazy. And in fact, right before I left on Friday night, I made two more bookings on her group. If you want to go with Rose, I would not wait. Get your seats booked. Call Monday right away. Call today. And get at least get a seat, get your seats taken care of, and then we'll work on the cabins and everything when I get back into the office on Monday. I'm not saying this, but I'm not. Don't quote me, but this might be the last trip for Alaska for Rose. I don't know. But if you want to go to Alaska with Rose, please book now. And then we have three other groups. I'm doing two. I'm doing a Yukon. That one is selling like crazy. Everything is selling like crazy. I cannot keep up. So book away.
Book away. Yeah, there's four of them up there. June 1st through the 15th. You got June 9th through the 21st, July 13th through the 27th, and August 10th through the 24th. So a lot of different options there to look at for next year in 2025.
Correct. We basically do two different itineraries. I've been working with these Alaska groups for over 25 years. I tweak them every year. I didn't have to tweak this year because everything was perfect. And so next year's will be perfect.
Nice.
We do things a lot. I think they're more special than anybody else. You can't buy this Alaska program from any other travel agency. I have such a good working relationship with Holland America that they let me tweak the itineraries, add some fun amenities. We put in special meals and special presentations. Two itineraries that we work with. One is a 7-day land starting in Fairbanks and going down to Seward and then sailing for 7 days on the Inside Passage. And the other one is called Alaska and Denali, and that's an 8-day land tour with a 4-day cruise. Kind of nice for those folks that have never cruised before and want to kind of feel it out a little bit, see what it's like. And that one starts in Anchorage, goes up through Denali into Fairbanks, and then we fly over into Dawson City in the Yukon Territory. A lot of gold rush history, a lot of fun. And then we make our way down to Whitehorse and then Skagway, where we board the ship for 4 nights. So two amazing, unique itineraries. You're not going to find them anywhere else.
Perfect. Get on board foxworldtravel.com or Go Fox Go, 866 Go Fox Go. They're open now. Somebody will take your call and get you hooked up with those deals. We did have somebody ask to repeat the number to text DEAL to get the link for all the deals that are going on. Text DEAL, DEAL, to 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. Zero. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Good morning. It's 9:25 on a Saturday. In fact, the Saturday before St. Patrick's Day. Do you guys have an Ireland trip up?
Of course.
Of course. There's always
one. Yes, we have two. Actually, Gene Miller's taking out a group, and we have another group going in May. Yes.
So tomorrow, when you go out and drink your green beer and get all dressed up and see the parades or whatever you're going to do, and you're like, we should go to Ireland, then go to foxworldtravel.com and book the trip.
Yeah, and I'm fairly positive we'll have our 2025 Ireland trips up very soon.
Okay.
We're working on that quite feverishly, but
there's still room on the two this year.
No, those are sold out.
Man,
yeah,
okay.
They
crazy.
Sold out pretty quickly. Yeah.
All right, let's go to Bob in Oak Creek at 855-616-1620. Good morning, Bob. What's your question?
Good morning. I have a bucket list of going to Norway since I'm of Norwegian heritage, and my two adult children and their spouses have said they want to go with me, so we're planning on next year, and I'd like to know what the best time is to go there so that we get decent weather.
I would start maybe looking at May already, Bob, because that's the... It's kind of on the same parallel as Alaska, so their season is kind of short. You want to go during the summer. I did a tour to Norway in May, and it was absolutely amazing. Beautiful time to be there, a little cooler, not too crazily hot, not too crazy on the crowds. So that would be one of my suggestions. I was going to say go in the winter to see the Northern Lights, but that doesn't sound like your thing. So I would stick with the summertime and try to stick maybe with the shoulder seasons of May or September.
Okay, if I get into like June or July, is it going to be a little bit hotter there?
I don't think it's ever going to be really hot there, again, because it's so far north, like Alaska is as well. So when you say hot, I'm going to say probably 70s, maybe crawling into the 80s, but nothing too outrageous.
Okay, and are there are most all credit cards accepted there? Since we've never been there before,
I would take your Visas and your MasterCard. Visa first, MasterCard second. American Express is iffy because of the fees that they charge, and Discover you can leave that at home.
That's fine. And how? I know you're a travel agency, but how much in advance should a person doing what I'm doing make plans to purchase tickets? Is that a problem?
Well, if you're looking to go next year in June, then the air tickets will be available about 330 days out. So you have to wait for that from the return date. So it would be probably good to start planning now on the dates and the what you're going to do, your itinerary. And then when the tickets come available, one of the travel advisors can help you with that.
Sure. And I have two last questions. Are there airlines that fly direct from Milwaukee or Chicago to Norway?
You're probably going to have to look out of Chicago. Milwaukee will be a connection of some sort, and Chicago should have direct flights. Checked SAS Airlines, great airline. It's a Scandinavian airline, and that'll get you from Chicago to where you need to be in Norway.
Okay. And the last question is, since this is our first time and is it best for me to think about going on a scheduled tour there rather than us renting a vehicle and trying to travel around Oslo?
I would probably suggest doing a tour with one of the reputable tour companies. I did a tour, and what I was so amazed about is that when we were going, there's a lot of islands, a lot of water, and a lot of ferries that you have to catch, and they had that all scheduled ahead of us for us. It would probably be an easy place to drive, but I think you'll learn more and you'll benefit from the experience of a tour guide with you. And I had such a great group with me, and we really enjoyed our tour guide, and she just knew her way around and got us to the right little cities. Then you don't have to do as much planning and as much research as well.
Okay. And I've heard that it's a little costly over there, huh?
It is a little bit more expensive. Yeah, it is, just because of the area and getting things in. But it's well worth it. And that's another reason to maybe do a tour, too, because then you can kind of have that all set and you don't have to worry about that money.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Bob. Thanks for listening. Enjoy that trip with the family. It sounds awesome. It is time to take a break from the Fox World Travel Show. Go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Jack Grau. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
You can find the Fox World Travel Show podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. And, of course, at foxworldtravel.com it gets posted. At WTMJ.com it gets posted. We did get a text here that says, hello from Arizona. Who would that be?
I don't know. Is somebody listening?
Rose Gray, watching some baseball, though you said it got rained out yesterday.
Yeah,
huh?
Isn't that funny? The first time that's ever happened to them. But they made do. They found a little pub to hang out in, so they made do.
Colleen Ellsberg here, Dayton Kane with her. WTMJ talking text line is 855-616-1620. Got a text here that says, just checking that I heard correctly, the 2025 Alaska is filling up fast. We're leaving tomorrow for Florida. Alaska call to Fox is on my to-do list for Friday when we get back. Will that be too late?
You know, I'd be a little bit worried, just depending on which one you want to go on. If you're thinking about doing the one in July with Rose, then I would probably get a call in and have them make you you don't have to actually set everything up, but just get the seats held for you, and then we can work on the cabins and things when you have time on Friday to call in or to call back. But I would set it up now. I just don't want you to miss out.
There are four different options next year in 2025.
Correct.
So there should be room, you would think.
On
one of them at least by the time you get back next week, but it never hurts to get that reserved, like
Absolutely.
You said. And by the way, 866-GO-FOX-GO. If you haven't left yet, there's people there right now you could call and
Absolutely.
Just say, hey, I want to get on this trip.
Absolutely. You know, they do fill up fast. We're doing single coaches on all four of those trips. So we have, you know, the Yukon has 44 seats. The other three have 52 seats. Rose is half full in a week. I would worry a little bit.
Yeah. Another one about Alaska says, hi, Colleen, what is the city you most look forward to when you visit your Alaska cruises?
My favorite city in Alaska is Seward, and that is about 2.5 hours south of Anchorage. It is a teeny little town on the Resurrection Bay. It's surrounded by mountains. It's got a beautiful non-iced harbor, so it's got fishing all year long. They have amazing restaurants where you can get fresh halibut right off the boat right there. They have wonderful walking trails. You can walk right up to Exit Glacier. They have cute events throughout the year. It smells so good. It's got that just wonderful Alaska pine smell, and it's so convenient to other areas of Alaska. So that's probably my very favorite place. I would live there if I lived in Alaska. But there's other places I like as well, but that one is my absolute favorite.
I heard some future planning there. If I lived in Alaska, you gonna be moving on us soon?
Well, I'm trying to get Chip to open up an office up there for me, and I'll just stay all summer and take all the groups back and forth. And,
there you go. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, I see no problem with that.
No. 855-616-1620, the WTMJ talk and text line. Let's go to Diane in Colgate, who's on the phone. Good morning, Diane. What's your question?
Oh, good morning. I have a few friends. We're traveling on a river cruise this fall, and we're starting in Amsterdam, and we want to tour the Anne Frank Museum. Some of my friends are saying I need to get a registration now, but I'm not sure if that's accurate, and how do I go about that to make sure that we can see the house in the museum.
Yeah, that is definitely something you want to do when you're in Amsterdam, and you need, I would highly recommend getting tickets in advance. And I'm looking it up right now. Uh-huh. I believe you can only do it maybe about 30 to 60 days out in that time frame of when you're, and then you have to pick a time. And you'll pick your tickets up there, or you'll get them with a QR code. But I would definitely get them in advance as soon as you can. It's just it's such a popular place, and they do have some walk-in type tickets, but that's just really chancing it. And if you've only got a day or two in Amsterdam, you want to have those set up in advance.
Right, and I did go online, and it says 6 weeks in advance, and so I didn't know if there was some other place I can buy them earlier. I just have to set my calendar for the 6 week date and then make sure I go in right away.
That sounds exactly right. Yep. So set your alarm for that day, and then go on right away, and then you can pick your time and pick up as many tickets as you can for your group and get that all settled in one transaction, and you'll be good to go.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Diane. Enjoy your trip. 855-616-1620. Hello. We found some reasonable flight prices yet this summer to Europe on Aer Lingus. Any feedback on this airline?
Well, yeah, Aer Lingus is good. I like flying Aer Lingus. It's the Irish airline, so, of course, the flight attendants are cute as all get out with their little Irish outfits on. It's pretty basic service. It's not all the bells and whistles. If you upgrade, they do have some upgrades. But the nice thing about flying Aer Lingus, especially into Europe, when you're coming home and you're coming through Dublin or Shannon, you go through U.S. Customs right there. So when you say you get into Chicago after your flight, you don't have to worry about customs in Chicago. And you know how horrible that can be, walking the Green Mile and then having to wait through immigration. So when you're done in Dublin, you fly into domestic, into Chicago. You pick up your bags and you go home.
Nice.
So that is really one of my favorite benefits of Aer Lingus. It's fine. Like, can I just say it's a fine airline?
Fine.
Yes.
Okay. Let's tell everybody what Fox World Travel does when it comes to travel. We talk group travel a lot on this show, but what else do you guys cover?
Well, we do all types of vacation travel. We do meetings and incentives as well. We do a lot of corporate travel, and we have an amazing wedding department. So if you're thinking about doing a destination wedding, or your daughter's getting married and you want something unique, get a hold of our destination wedding department. They do a great job.
855-616-1620 is our number here at the studio if you want to chime in with your text or your call. We're talking travel. It's the Fox World Travel Show. Colleen Allsburg and Dayton Kane with you on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Saline. Hey, on those deals, so if you text the word deal, D-E-A-L, to 855-616-1620, you'll get a bunch of deals that are going on right now with Fox World Travel.
Correct, yes.
Is there a cruise on any of that, or is it all more like drop and plops?
Well, you know, there's some, it's mostly based on ALG or Apple Vacations last-minute deals right now, but okay. You can always look throughout our website, too, because there's always some deals going on. I'm even Royal Caribbean has some things going on as well. So I think there was like kids sail free, things like that. So there's always a deal out there. And again, another reason to use an advisor, just to find those, dig those things up for you.
There you go. 855-616-1620 is a WTMJ talk and text line. Text here says, we are looking at a Scotland trip, land only, but we want a smaller group and have some time to ourselves. Any suggestions on what company to look at?
I would probably look at Insight Vacations. They're one of our platinum partners. They're amazing. I've done Scotland with them. It's not a small group. If you're looking for something less than 40 passengers, then we'd have to look at something else. But what I like about Insight Vacations is that they only take 40 passengers. They have a bus that is like business class seating. So it's really roomy, and they have the best guides. They'll take you throughout the entire country. Love Scotland, love Edinburgh, love Glasgow. It's wonderful.
All right, so go. Let's go to the phones here. Ronnie in Milwaukee, good morning. What's your question?
Hi, I'm calling because myself and a group of friends, four of us all together, I already have a trip to Alaska planned for June 17th through the 29th. And I'm wondering, we have already paid for the trip. Would we be able to take advantage of the deal that you were talking about?
If you've already planned, did you book with Fox World Travel by chance?
Yes.
You did. Okay. And you're booked for, yes, I think the early booking bonus is still available to anything that you've booked. I would actually get in touch with your booking advisor and ask them if they can add it. Right now, the early booking bonus that we're offering on these Alaska trips for 25 are, it's the have it all, and it upgrades you. So you'll get a drink package, you get specialty dining, you get Wi-Fi, and you get a $100 excursion credit. That's the regular have it all. And now with the early booking bonus for 2025 new bookings, you can add an upgrade to the elite beverage package, which gives you better drinks on board the ship. It also upgrades your Wi-Fi, and it also gives you shipboard gratuities, which is, if you're on a week cruise, that's saving you over $100 per person.
Okay, wonderful.
Nice.
Thank you so much, Colleen.
You're welcome.
That was worth the call, wasn't it, Ronnie?
It certainly was.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. 855-616-1620. We have a trip to Portugal planned in 2025 with the opportunity to add some extra time in either Lisbon, Madrid, Porto, or Barcelona. What would your choice be and why?
All of the above. Those are some great cities. If you're in Portugal, I know that Porto is a small town, and that's usually where the river cruises take off from. Lisbon is a gorgeous city, so that would be probably high on my list. My second choice would be Barcelona, because I just absolutely love Barcelona.
All right. We are going to take our final break here. The fastest show on the radio continues. The Fox World Travel Show will be back on WTMJ.
Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Isolated sprinkles, a high of 53 today, currently 48 in Milwaukee. Colleen Allsburg and Dayton Kane here on the Fox World Travel Show. We appreciate you listening. 855-616-1620. That's the WTMJ talk and text line. Let's go to Alice in Fox Point. Good morning, Alice. What's your question?
Good morning. I'm booked on a Royal Caribbean repositioning cruise next spring, and I want to know if there are significant differences from a passenger's point of view on a regular cruise and a repositioning cruise.
Absolutely not. You're going to still get the same wonderful experience you would if you were doing just a regular scheduled cruise. I really enjoy doing repositioning cruises. One, you get some good prices on them, and you get to see some unique places that you normally wouldn't do on their regular scheduled itineraries. So your service is going to be great. Your food's going to be great. There might be a little changeover in some of the staff and the personnel, because some of those that have been on for a couple years, or you know, whatever their contract is, because they might be replaced with a new staff member, but they're all so well trained, especially with Royal Caribbean. So I have no qualms and no worries about you. You're going to have a great time.
I'm happy to hear that. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Alice. Have a great weekend. So this is like we're done with this regular routine and we have to move the ship to a different location for the year. Is that
correct?
That is? Okay.
Like they'll move ships up to Alaska for the summer season. And then when they're repositioning, they will come down. One of my favorite repositioning cruises is from Vancouver down to San Diego. And they'd stop in Portland, Oregon. They stop in Catalina. They do Astoria. So unique places that you normally wouldn't have on a regular cruise. And then they usually that would either reposition down to the Mexican Riviera or they'd go through the Panama Canal and go into the Gulf and go over to the Caribbean.
Interesting. So, yeah. I've hosted this show with you guys for 3 years. I don't know that I've ever heard that term before.
Oh, so. Yeah. It's wonderful. And especially when you're doing transatlantics. I did a transatlantic repositioning where I cruised from Miami up to New York. And then we did 5 days at sea and went over to Le Havre, France, and up to England. So that was kind of cool. So they're kind of neat. The airfare can be a little tricky because you're flying into one city and home from another. But the price of the cruise might offset that quite well. So never a bad thing to look into.
All right. Speaking of flights, this question is, are there any all-inclusive charters in April or May out of Milwaukee, or are they all just out of Chicago?
You're going to probably looking at just Chicago after that, after Easter, just because the Milwaukee charters will be ending due to not using them as much. And so you can still get some great direct flights out of Chicago, either whether charter or scheduled flights.
Okay, so we were telling people to text the word DEAL, D-E-A-L.
Yes.
DEAL to 855-616-1620. And what do they get when they...
They are going to come up to an Apple Vacations deal at Fox World Travel, and it's a sale that ends April 4th. So look at this right away and take advantage. The travel dates has to be booked by April 4th, but the travel dates are through the end of the year. And you can still look at some direct flights out of Milwaukee and Chicago and getting some great up to 40% off on some last-minute all-inclusives, including those great resorts we mentioned at the beginning of the hour, Dreams Tulum, Secrets Cap Cana and Punta Cana, and Breathless in Montego Bay, Jamaica.
All right, DEAL, D-E-A-L, to 855-616-1620. Just got another text that popped in. You mentioned finding a reputable tour guide in Oslo, Norway. We see a lot of tours we can go on in Oslo. How do we find a guide for the whole day?
That I would probably give one of our advisors a call to see if we can come up with what a local guide. If you're looking for just a day guide, someone that can spend just a day with you, we'd have to look into, we've worked with Signature Travel Network and we can probably find a very good reputable day type guide for you for sure.
All right. Again, let's wrap it up with telling everybody what you guys all can cover at Fox World Travel.
Anything travel, all your travel needs are met by Fox World Travel, from vacation travel, corporate travel, meetings and incentive travel, and also our wonderful wedding department as well. So any travel you needs that you have, please give us a call and we'll point you in the right direction. In fact, I'm working with one of my dear friends right now. He started a new company and he is looking for an agency that will do the travel for him. So I hooked him up with our corporate department and they are in the works of getting him set up with a travel agency.
And one more time, if you want to get those deals that are going on right now, you can text the word DEAL, D-E-A-L, no S at the end, D-E-A-L, to 855-616-1620. Tomorrow's St. Patrick's Day. You doing anything crazy?
Not yet.
No? Not yet?
Maybe. I don't know.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know. Somebody might call and say, hey, you want to go out for some green beer? And I'll be like, oh, okay. You know?
So you've been to Ireland.
I have.
Have you talked to people over there what they think about St. Patrick's Day over here? Do they celebrate that over there?
Like, they do. It's not as big a deal as it is in the States, I feel. And they do celebrate it, and they do have parades and things like that. But it's more fun and more crazy over here in the States, and especially places like Chicago, Boston. And I think they're getting ready, ramped up here in Milwaukee, too, to do some parades and fun. I know my friend up in Green Bay Freedom, I think, they do a big parade, and so it's much more of a big deal, I think, in Wisconsin than it is in Dublin.
Yeah. we tend to amp things up a little bit when we party here.
We do, absolutely.
Another text came in and says, when is there going to be a Dayton, Kane, Rose, and Colleen group trip?
You know, I was...
Leave that up to you.
Yeah, I was thinking about that on my way down this morning. I'm thinking, okay, I'll be the tour manager and Dayton and Rose can be the hosts and let's do something fun.
And by the way, I don't recognize that number. So it's not my wife. It's not my mom. So
she's not pushing, huh? Yeah.
No, I
would love that. We'd have too much fun.
Okay. So next week, you're back.
Rose is still in
Arizona next
yep,
week?
She is.
Okay. When are you leaving again? What's your next trip?
My next trip is April 14th. I'm going to Japan for the first time. I'm taking a small group. There's 24 of us going, and it's with Globus Vacations, one of our favorite partners. And I'm excited. I'm just over the moon. I have not been to Japan. The itinerary, I've talked to some people. In fact, a listener sent me some amazing information. Thank you again. His wife was Japanese, so he sent me a long list of things to do's and don'ts, and I loved it. Shared that with the whole group, and we're going to do the bullet train. We're going to create kimono painting and bento boxes, and oh my God, it's just, I'm so excited to meet the people and just experience the culture of Japan.
That's awesome. Well, I'm excited for you, and I'm excited you're back next week. So we will
see
you
good.
This time, 9 o'clock every Saturday. It's the Fox World Travel Show. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management on WTMJ.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.